Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show. I decided to do this talk show today because we have this COVID-19 and it's coming back with the Delta variant and things of this nature, you know, and I think we should talk about that because we have to protect our community. We definitely do. Now, I see that we do have some callers that's calling in. Please press 1, you guys. This is going to be an open forum to where as though you be able to go ahead on and express your opinion, okay, on this COVID-19 and how we can stop this. Okay, so the show is not that long. It's only a half an hour. So what I would love for you guys to do, please, you know, just you know, take at least a couple of minutes or something like that and give you guys, you guys can talk about it. But, you know, like I would like to talk about, that's just me, you know, are we getting out there too fast? You know, is the schools opening too soon? And other things, you know, because it's a needed discussion, you guys. It's definitely a needed discussion. So let's get started. I'm going to go ahead on and let the first person in. Here we go. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Joseph Manuel, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay. Okay, Joe, what is your opinion on the COVID-19 and the Delta variant?
Well, you know, I don't know if mine's the only one that in this world, but it's a lot of that I'm not quite sure of. You know, it's just too much confusion involved in all this. I would kind of like to hear some other people, maybe, or opinions of what they think. I know it's, from what I'm understanding from the news, I don't know much about what's going on in the hospitals. I only would be here. Is that all true 100%? Sometimes I think it is. Sometimes I think it's not. You know, and why we get one virus, then we got another one. What's next? You know. I was just hoping I could tune in and somebody that works in the medical field could give some first feedback.
I did this so that way we can have, you know, people in a community, okay, mm-hmm. to give their opinion on what they think this COVID-19 is all about and this Delta variant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that way, because we definitely have to talk about this and how to nip this in the bud or how can we protect ourselves, okay? And I feel as though we know, you know, it deep down inside, but we don't talk about it, you know. But I understand what you're saying. Go ahead on and let somebody in, and then, you know, like, but I'm not going to let you off the line, okay? All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Caller from 903. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm Andrew. I'm calling out of Texas.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
All right, Andrew. Yeah, I would like to know your opinion about this COVID-19 and this Delta variant. You know, what you think it is? What, you know, give us some feedback on how you feel about it. And especially now the schools is opening up. There's a lot of things that's opening up, you know, a lot of jobs and well, they have a lot of events and things of that nature, you know. So give us a little bit of what you think about this.
I think right now, it's, the one thing about the schools is there was, before things started getting bad, they already had the idea of reopening. I think before the Delta variant came out. Right now, I think it's time to go back to reset. And go back to the same mandate we had where people stay back to social distance, wear a mask and everything to lower, you know, the spread because this is highly, for instance, it's going to be highly contagious because it had mutated from moving people to people. So, but I know at the same time, you know, everybody's not going to do what they need to do. But for the individuals, the way things are looking, that you just stay alarmed and social distance, wear a mask, wash their hands, and stay away from people who don't want to. Stay away from people who don't have your best interests. If they don't want to vaccinate or social distance or wear a mask or stay out of the people's way, then, you know, just separate yourself. It's going to be to the point where you have to separate yourself from people. Where if you love them or don't love them, they have to separate yourself from people until this goes down. And, you know, some people are going to get sick because you know how people are. And I know people got to work and everything, and they have to still wear their mask, whatever they got to do, or either try to find some alternative, maybe online job, like a lot of people have done. A lot of people have, when they got laid off, I heard, listening to YouTube videos, some people that got laid off, they reset, rethought, and reevaluate, and took put another job skill, working from at home, and they figured they did what they had to do because they had plenty of time to think about it. So a lot of people didn't return back to work. They decided to work at home and do social distance. And the way unemployment kicked in, they didn't want to work because they're making more unemployment. So why would you want to go back to work on make more unemployment to get sick, which you really can't get mad at people. A lot of people don't work, but a lot of people don't want to get sick either. And But this could have been prevented if we had shut the things down earlier. But since we did, we should have learned something. And one thing we should have learned is, I think a lot of people are depressed. One thing we should have learned is more about who we are. Like I said, a lot of people who shut in stay to themselves, some people can't handle it because a lot of people can't be by themselves. And a lot of people feel the need to go out and do things other than work. People should learn how to stay home and spend time to themselves and their kids and not be worrying about partying and stuff. It can be lesser if we just don't go out unless we have to and, you know, social distance, wash hands, and wear a mask until this goes down. I mean, but we know everybody's not going to do that. And some of it is hyped up to the media, of course, to a certain extent. I'm sure it is always going to hype up because people get response out of fear. That's how they get their ratings up. So, you know, even though they are telling the truth, at the same time they're getting their ratings up, of course, news go put their ratings up on no matter what it is, especially with tragedy. It's easy to get ratings off of tragedy. But other than that, is it bad? Yeah, it's bad. It could be worse. Some cities worse than others. Some people have been vaccinated. Some people haven't been vaccinated for whatever reasons. They choose not to be vaccinated. Most of us out of ignorance. Unless you got medical issues, I understand. You know, if you got medical issues or you may already had the virus, that's understandable. But even with the vaccinated, then we do know, because we just had a meeting, that we know the new variants can get people, but it may not be as bad because your immunity has been built up. But it's still going to be bad.
Right.
So if people do not want to get vaccinations, then it should be in their best interest to do alternatives, get sunlight, take vitamins, get plenty of water, get plenty of sleep, the same everyday things that you do for the flu, the same regimen for any other virus. Get vitamins, get plenty of sunlight, drink plenty of fluid, cut down on the sugar because viruses love sugar. People should know that by now. D3. Vitamin K, vitamin D, B, all the vitamins good for you. So, you know, you have to go back to eating healthier or try to take vitamin supplements and get plenty of sunlight and just stay to yourself. Go play online games like people have been doing. But, you know, for the people just going to work, people shouldn't have to just go out there a lot to get around. People should wear work and be want to be safe. Like I said, but, you know, everybody's not going to get vaccinated. Everybody's not going to practice safe this. So
that's right.
But
I don't want to jump in on you,
ahead.
But But I just want to let the people know that please press 1 if you guys want to join the conversation. This is an open forum. You know, it's only your opinion about it. We just trying to get people, you know, to realize that this COVID, you know, coronavirus is starting back up. Okay, with this, I think it's called the Delta variant. It's starting back up, and there's a lot of people getting really, really sick, okay, out there. And we got to nip this in the bud, or we got to try to fight back as human beings. Okay, let me let somebody else on. So, y'all, please press 1, okay? Press 1. Okay, I'm going to let somebody else on. Okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Mary Jenkins, calling from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Give us your opinion on the COVID-19 and the Delta variant. What is going on? How you see it?
Well, I see it as a lot of people, you know, out of ignorance saying that this doesn't exist, and a lot of people say things and about the it was a, you know, man-made virus and governmental things. Everybody have different opinions, and so I keep my mind open. But what I do know that people should do is, I mean, out of ignorance, people will not follow the protocol or whatever they tell you to do. I mean, I feel that you shouldn't chance something like that. I mean, so if you should wash your hands, you should do the things that they say for you to do and wear your mask. You may not feel that it's important, but at the same time, you should protect yourself as you protect others. And also, I think that people need to, I was listening to the guy previously, I don't understand how that they feel like, you know, we should just go on and continue to just have these big parties, these big gatherings, and know people come from different parts of the state or the area, and not necessarily across the water, not necessarily from Mexico, not necessarily from, you know, like a foreign country, but inside your own country. Just for example, hypothetically speaking, in Lake Charles, I live in a household. My sister lives in another household. Or your neighbor, everybody live in their own home. At the same token, someone is coming to everybody's house. I'm not saying they are, but just saying if they are, people visiting you. A lot of people don't tell them that they should wear a mask. So if you all be together, and if anyone has it, then, you know, anybody could be contracted. But then when you go to the next person or be with the next person, then you can jeopardize them. But you don't care about it. What you don't care about doing, that's fine. But I think you should think about the other people also, and that we should do things. I mean, just common sense, you know. Now, if a person
right.
I work with doesn't want to get vaccine, I think, you know, that's to you, that's your own choice. Like, but, you know, a lot of people are afraid of things that have happened previously where they have experimented on things, and, you know, we can go in depth to that because you know how that is about a lot of things, experiments that is happening with the government. But at the same
right.
token, I think you need to be cautious in what you do. You know, think about the other man. Think about the person that, you know, that want to maybe not, you know, want to live, and they're doing everything that they can to keep from catching it. Example, I have a 90-year-old dad. I'm not going to stay long, but I have a 90-year-old dad. So I need to think about him, and he has a friend sometimes, and people get angry with me, and I say, well, you need to come in. You need to wear a mask. Well, I don't believe in all that. I don't believe in wearing a mask. Okay, and he's a guy, he cooks all the time. Everywhere in the churches, do with everybody, doesn't wear a mask. But he feels it's okay for him to come here and not wear a mask. And I don't think it's fair for people to feel like that. I think that you should think about other people. If you don't think about yourself, think about other people.
Well, you know,
yeah.
That's your house, and I really do believe if it's your home, you set the rules. And if you want people to wear a mask in your house, because your dad is an older gentleman and you don't want him to catch the virus, well, you have the right to say don't wear no. I mean, you know, you're gonna wear a mask. I mean, that's how
that's
I look
okay.
at it. Maybe the
that's
maybe
it
the Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like,
right.
I wouldn't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then, well, right. Let's move on. We got a lot of people on the line. I didn't figure that many people was gonna call in. All right, let's let somebody else in. Okay, and I want to let everybody know, please press 1 if you guys want to give y'all opinion on this, okay? We're getting some good feedback on this COVID-19, and there's a lot of people I see that's concerned about this, is really concerned, okay? Caller, state your name.
Hello?
And where you calling from 831.
LeVon Stone.
Hello, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing a lot of work.
Okay. Give us your opinion on the COVID-19 and the Delta variant.
I agree that people shouldn't be coughing on each other and sneezing and all that kind of stuff. But I also feel that people need to educate themselves. I mean, even if you have to want to take a vaccine, you should try to find out what's in it. I mean, the knowledge is power. And why are people afraid to ask questions and they just accept everything that's being said? And we have been trying to get masks ever since they closed down this base, and we were experiencing all of these burns with all the toxic fumes and stuff. And people need to realize that it's not just them making each other sick. It's industry, it's bad water, it's the stuff that's being sprayed, and it's just all kinds of things. So people need to really open up their minds to say, we need to do something about not just that. Why is it that when fear sits in with human beings, they all run? But when you're talking about other things like what happened with that water, all those people were getting contaminated, I don't know, Minnesota, wherever it was, and then people said something, but nobody really followed it, and we did. So we need to educate ourselves, especially African Americans, because we just seem to take stuff at heart without investigating. And the thing about it is that what this COVID has done too is it has left people out of the when you get ready to try to get help or you want to talk to the agencies. It seems as though the agencies are happier than we are because they don't have to be bothered with us anymore, especially in person. And you get people saying they're working at home, they won't call you back. The services are very, very scarce. And so there needs
right.
to be some
and
kind
I've,
of and, equality.
And, you know, thing that, and I agree with you 100%, you know, but I don't want to take too much time. I'm sorry, but this is a board full, and there's a lot of people on the line trying to get in.
Okay,
so just bear with me, all right? Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Yeah. Tell us how you feel about the COVID-19 and the Delta variant, that new strain that's out.
Yeah, well, the new strain that's out is even more dangerous than the COVID-19. But what's happening is those folks who hadn't taken the shot, they're subject to get it first. And it makes them very sick. And but myself, you know, I believe that everyone should take the shots. You know, hey, you know, that's up to an individual. But if you take the shot, well, if it doesn't work, then you're at the same state that you were in before. But if it works, is going to fight off the virus. You know, so I can't see folks denying the shot because I don't see the effect. Now I noticed that Johnson thing had some very bad effects on folks, but the Pfizer and the other one, they hadn't found any effects on those. And if they did, perhaps one person. And man, you know, your life is at danger, and like the lady said before, and you're putting other folks' lives in danger. You know, when you're not protected, and we have to take the proper precautions to be safe and to keep others safe. You know, some of us have children and grandchildren, and like the young lady said, her father's up in age. Man, his body is pretty weak.
Right.
Probably couldn't take that box. You know, so
right.
and man, it would be a shame and a sin knowing these things, but you walk in the house unprotected, and you're causing everybody to maybe catch the virus because you didn't take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Do you think that we're getting out too fast? You think that we go, you know, the events and people going back to school and things of that nature, you think that's too fast? What you think?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yes, sir. I think we're going back too fast, and I think it's going to create a lot of deaths, you know, because a lot of folks haven't taken the shots. And man, like I say, you know, you're going to cause other folk to get sick. And, man, the hospitals are full now, John.
So that ought to tell
us something right there. Hey, you want to get sick? You want to die? And that's the question. Everybody should ask themselves, do I want to get sick, do I want to die, or do I want to take the chance to take the shot that I might live?
Mm-hmm. So what would your suggestion be? You know, let's say they got people out there, they're doing events, you know, they're so happy that they can do. One thing I do know is that in the United States, we have a lot of black businesses, but we have, I'm talking about black brick-and-mortar businesses where you can go in a store, you know. But we have more home business, home-based business than anything. And this is the opportunity now, you understand, for them to get out there and try to make a little money to save their business because a lot of people, a lot of them businesses, home-based business, they depend on, like, events and things like that, you know, you know, pay their bills and stuff. So, them catching the COVID? What can they do? Well, you know, what can they do? Give us a suggestion.
If they're going to go out there and do their events and all that stuff, because a lot of folks are excited because at one time we were all locked down. Now people, you know, for a while, you know, people was able to go out and do things. But now it's back at that point to where it was at square one, you know, and that's what they have to consider, you know, which is better, me going out there and making money and losing my life or me stopping my business and saving other folks' lives along with mine.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you're right. That's a good point.
That would be the two questions because, you know, let's say all this passed. Well, we can get back up. But if we catch the virus and, man, we sick till death, we're not going to get up.
Well, can I ask a question?
All right. Okay. Tommy, let me let somebody else in.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Hello,
call us from 209. State your name and where you're calling from.
Mr. Brown, this is Tamaya calling from
California.
Hey, Tamaya. Hi. Sorry I'm late, but I was able to listen to a few of the comments. So hello to your fellow hosts and everybody on the call. But I do have a question, and I just want, you know, your opinion on this, right? I know there's pros and cons to opening the economy and shutting everything back down with this new strain of the coronavirus. But doesn't it come down to personal choices? right? If somebody feels like they want to put their lives at risk, isn't that a personal choice? Because at the end of the day, if you don't have money to support your family, that can take you out of here, and then you go out and you risk getting the coronavirus, which could also take you out of here, right? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm going to let Tommy Cole answer that.
I can try and answer it. I can't say I have the right answer because she's right. I mean, it's a personal thing. You know, one's going to choose what they want to do. You know, like she said, you can stay home and be broke and lose your family. But, you know, where's your hope? Where's your faith? But when you step out and you're taking that chance of going out there to provide or and earn income, whether for you or for family or whatsoever, you know, you're taking a great chance. But now, but what we can learn from this, knowing that it caught a lot of us off guard, you know, we can start saving those funds in the future if we pass this here, that we may be, that we may have some funds saved up for these rough times, you know. So hopefully, you know, we get by this year and we learn that, oh no, hey, I'm never going to have myself in a bad situation where I'm broke and I'll be forced to go out and do some stuff that I normally wouldn't do if I had some funds saved up, you know. And I hope that makes sense. You know,
folks, that does make sense.
Yeah, because, you know, folks don't want to see their family pass away because, hey, they broke, they couldn't eat. But now, let me tell you, those old folks that was before us, when they was teaching us how to plant those little gardens and all that stuff, let me tell you, man, hey, those things are important. You see, we can learn,
Right. Hey,
look, now, man, I'm going to plant a little garden because okra grow all year long. You know? You got plants that grow during the summer, plants that grow during the winter. You know, hey, you got to check those things out. And it doesn't take much. The only thing that you have to do is take care of your garden when you got it up. You do that, and it's going to take care of you. Because food, let me tell you, man, in them grocery stores, man, food is going up very high, man.
That's right. Well, you know, you guys, I'm sorry this half an hour show went so doggone fast until it's pathetic. You know, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody calling in. You know, like we had a lot of people to call in, and there's still people right now, you know. So I just want to thank y'all for calling in. Thank y'all for y'all input. You know, and we got to do this here again. I think we should have more discussion on this pandemic and learn about it, man. Learn what that Delta virus, that Delta variant is, you know. Learn
where
what that COVID-19 is. We got to know what's going on. Now, so with that said, y'all, I'm going to tell you guys good night, but y'all take good care of yourself, okay?
Hey, John.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.